Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Chamber Biz Buzz. I am Julie Pastrick, the president and CEO of Greater Flagstaff Chamber. Today, really wonderful show in store with Dr. Jordan Williams of Proof Physical Therapy. Jordan, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Tell me a little bit about the history about when you opened and where we are today.
So we opened in October, end of October, beginning in November in 2016. It was a transition out of a different clinic that I was working in. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to build a clinic that was something that would serve the community, something that I could really work with a lot of active patients, active population. And it's definitely grown since then. It was just me working the front desk, working all the patient care, all doing everything at the beginning. And now it's
bigger.
It's much bigger. Definitely much, much bigger.
Well, I know as well as you do, and I hear it from other businesses in your field and or in the healthcare field, that most of us in Flagstaff really like to maintain an active lifestyle. But sometimes an injury occurs, or all of a sudden we feel we're not as good as it was, or we have some pain. Maybe we did, unfortunately, sustain an injury. And that's part of the mission of what you do at Proof Physical Therapy, isn't it? To keep us active and to diagnose, and for example, runners. So speak to that a little bit for our listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. So we do, I mean, we live in, I think, one of the best cities in the country, right? So
yes.
We have so much access to outdoors things, to trails, to skiing, to mountain biking, to running, to all these areas. And so naturally, a lot of the times with those activities, we have our aches and pains that come up, those little niggles that limit some of our activity. And so we definitely specialize in a more active population. And so getting people back to their activities without pain is really our mission. That's really our goal. And that starts with sometimes even just the baseline. Like, what does it look like when we see you run? What does it look like when we see you squat? What does it look like when we see you bend forward or bend backward? And if people are having pain with those, you know, we might bump it down to something even more basic, like how long can you sit in your chair, in your favorite chair? How long can you sit at work, you know?
That's a lot. And so does that incorporate both stretching and weight training, just kind of a multi-approach to making sure our muscles are strong and our body can do what we hope for it to do?
Absolutely. So if a joint isn't able to move appropriately, or if it's not moving correctly, we can make it strong all day long, but it's not really going to help with any of the pain or dysfunction.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to make sure that all the joints are moving correctly before we start to jump into that.
And I really like that you do that analysis. Let's talk about 3D running analysis, cycling assessment, dry needling. We're runners and cyclist mecca. I'm a cycler. Mm-hmm. And to know that you do that is a big deal. And I'm sure you do that because that's what the people want from you who are walking in the door.
No, absolutely. You know, and probably selfishly, I'm a mountain biker at heart, but I've definitely been running a whole lot more in the last 3-4 years. And actually this year I've started to take up running a whole lot more than I have mountain biking. So kind of cross training with each other. But I started with cyclist assessment, just looking at how people move on the bike, but then also how do they move off the bike, you know, because you're the engine. And if the engine doesn't work correctly, then, you know, you're going to have pain all day long when you're on the bike. So
does that kind of mean leaning forward or not, or get that weight on both legs versus one knee?
Mm-hmm. So that it can encompass that, but I'm also looking, you know, what do your hips look like when you're off the bike? Can you actually bring that knee all the way to your chest?
I see.
If not, you know, that may be in a situation where we can adjust your bike all day long too, and that's not really going to make a difference if we don't address the engine that's driving the bike. So
that's awesome. I know too, we're speaking with Dr. Jordan Williams of Proof Physical Therapy in Flagstaff. You have won so many awards. Best of Flagstaff, one of the best businesses in Arizona, best business in Flagstaff numerous times, state of Arizona 6 years in a row, top rated physical therapist. Congratulations, number one. But number two, part of that, I think, is because you give back to the community. And what type of community events do you like to get engaged in on sponsorship?
Some of our bigger ones, we love to go out and sponsor a lot of the high school. I mean, like I said, cycling is my biggest thing. And so we sponsor a lot of the cycling teams for the high schools. And even some of the flyers is kind of a composite junior high school team that we sponsor as well.
I am so happy you can say that, because I go to the cycling competitions out at Fort Tut Hill once or twice a year, the statewide. Mm-hmm. And I am just thrilled that cycling is a sport in school now. The number of people and the coaches are just so dedicated to the sport. I'm just so happy.
Yeah, it wasn't even a thing. It wasn't around when I was
no.
in school. I really wish it was.
But cycling,
it's
a sport?
Right.
No, yes, it is. And that distance riding and the teammanship is just amazing. Well, also, I think part of what for you, I wonder, could be gratifying to stay in the business so long is the change you see in your patients and or the capacity to be a better runner, talk to that. Tell our listeners a little bit about that, because I think we all need to understand that.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say it's definitely one of the more gratifying things that we experience in business is being able to see somebody sometimes come in one day and they can't really walk upright, or they can't walk. And we've gotten to the point where people will call us many times before they're going anywhere else, and we're able to get them out the door, and they may not be at 100% pain-free, but they're able to walk, they're able to bend, they're able to move much, much better than they were before. And that may mean, you know, we did some dry needling on them, we, you know, mobilized any joints, we did some, you know, soft tissue work, any of that stuff.
What is dry needling? I don't think everybody understands. It sounds a teensy bit scary.
It's not as scary as it sounds. So it's similar to acupuncture, but the needles actually go in deeper than acupuncture. There's a few different kinds of dry needling. I do what's called functional dry needling, and kind of bracketing an area where the pain is. We're also going into a tense or tight muscle and helping that to decrease. And then I'll hook it up to electrical stimulation, kind of like a TENS unit, and that helps to stimulate the muscle and the nervous system. And even it gets down to the hormonal system. So it's releasing endorphins and helping
that
you to decrease the pain.
That is fascinating. Now talk about cutting edge and why you win all these awards. Not everybody knows about that. Talk about your team. How many therapists and professionals are in the group?
So right now it's myself, and I have a physical therapist assistant, Amanda, and she's been there for going on 6 years actually in July.
Great,
so
great.
If anybody's listening, we've got another opening. We'd love to hire another PT.
That happens, doesn't it?
Yeah. And so we're growing, and we'd love to have more people on our team.
Is there anything, Dr. Jordan Williams, you want to say about the future? What you're thinking of focusing on, and or what you're doing now and even taking it to the next level? Because I know that your patients are really so grateful for the results you can bring to them.
I think, you know, our focus definitely in the next couple of years will be to bring more people on staff so we can have an even greater reach in the community.
Makes sense.
At this point, you know, we max out capacity and the amount of people that we can help. And so being able to help more people, I think, is huge. And allowing me to get out even more into the community, help with some of the mountain biking and the running teams,
sure.
I think that would be fantastic.
Well, before we go, how do you explain performance? If somebody comes in and they have this going on or that going on, and they used to do that and they don't feel like they're accomplishing what they have in the past. Does performance just mean getting everything in tune? How does the clinic define that?
I think that, you know, we kind of have to look at it at a spectrum, right? So, and what you want to get back to. So if your prior activity was walking around the block, but you're not able to do that, that's your performance. That's your thing that we want you to get back to. If it's lifting the kids up off the floor, that's the thing that we want you to be able to perform.
So is it helpful if somebody has an idea of what they'd like to do?
Absolutely.
I've
and that's
heard that
first visit. We want to get out your goals. What are your goals from physical therapy? And it's not just, you know, sit and stand five times, you know, like why is that important, right?
Maybe you can't kneel down and get up real easy anymore.
Right, right.
I've always seen these commercials with people getting up off a chair without using their arms. I don't know what that means, but, you know, I think all of us have a goal or something that we wish we could do a little better.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, so it can be from, you know, picking up your kids off the floor, which we see a whole lot of, or grandkids, to, you know, I really want to get that sub 6 minute mile now. And so that's your performance. And so that's what we're going to work for.
That's perfect. So Jordan, where are you located, Proof Physical Therapy, and how do our listeners reach you online?
We're located on Schweitzer Canyon Drive, right down the road from Fry's, and people can give us a call 928-440-3106, or they can submit a form for us online in order to get information. Our website is proofpt.com.
Well, Jordan, we really appreciate your time and how far you've come in such a little amount of time. You have just made a major impact on sports, athletics, and performance and health. So keep it up. We're really, really grateful for your participation in the Greater Flagstaff Chamber.
Thank you so much for having me. I definitely appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I know how busy you are. And to you, ladies and gentlemen, we're so grateful that you tuned in to Chamber Biz Buzz. I'm Julie Pastrick, putting an end to today's show with Dr. Jordan Williams from Proof Physical Therapy. Hopefully you'll give them a call, and I'll see you next time on the radio. You've been listening to the Chamber Biz Buzz Show, brought to you by the Greater Flagstaff Chamber of Commerce. Today's show has been edited and produced by Clay McCausland with Great Circle Media. We'll see you next time on the radio.